Go with me in your Bibles to Psalm 34. Okay, you may take yours when I need to call. Psalm 34, verse 19. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord. Is anytime you see but, it means that the previous sins are canceled. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers him out of what? Some of it. I say some of it. Out of the, any affliction in your life, this afternoon, the Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
I said the Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
Any form of affliction, unless God's word is not true, whatever God says is true, any affliction in your life, the Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
Go with me to Acts chapter 28. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I saw the Lord. And he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. God will deliver you from every fear as well today. That's why I said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I saw the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all
my fears.
Today you don't have to live here with any fear. Because I've got a feeling everything gonna be all right. I said I've got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. And Acts chapter 28, verse 1. After we were safe on land, we found out that the land was called Malta. Let me take us to Christine. And the natives showed us extra. Before this, they have suffered a mighty shipwreck. They have been tossed about with afflictions and trouble for a long time. They have suffered many things. And then they were shipwrecked on an island called Malta. And the natives showed us extraordinary kindness and hospitality. For they kindled the fire and welcomed us all, since it had begun to rain and was cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper. You think his troubles were over. A viper crawled out because of the heat and fastened itself on his hand. When the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they began saying to one another, undoubtedly, this man is a murderer. And though he has been saved from the sea, justice, the avenging goddess, has not permitted him to live. You see, at times when you are going through issues, troubles, at times people will attribute it to what? As if you have done something wrong. You know, this is a mindset. I told you the last time that perception is not reality. Everything you perceive is not necessarily true. These people perceived that viper, what? Hang biting, what? Paul was because Paul was what? An unrighteous person. He had sinned. That's what they thought. And has not permitted. Then Paul simply shook the creature, Today you will shake every viper that is afflicting your life. But Paul simply shook the creature off into the fire and suffered no ill effects. But they stood watching, expecting him to swell up or suddenly to drop dead. You will not drop dead. The thing that want to take out your life, you will take it out today. God has said your prayers and your fasting, and something must happen. Every viper that has fastened itself in your destiny, in your health, in your finances, in your spiritual life, in your family, in any form or shape, today you have to what? Shake it into the fire. I can tell you that the fire of God is here. I know the fire of God is here. You will chase away every murderous spirit. Every spirit that want to murder you and destroy you, today you will chase it away. You will shake it into the fire. And those who are expecting you to fail, those who are expecting you to drop dead, you will tell them, magnify the Lord with me. My feet was in the miry clay, but he took me out of the miry clay, set my feet upon the rock, and he put a song of praise in my mouth. This morning, this afternoon, there is power to shake every snake into the fire. If you can believe, we are going to pray a few prayers to destroy every serpent. Are you here? Before that, Exodus 23, verse 22. Exodus. We want to establish and set certain things first. Exodus 23 and verse 22. But if you will listen indeed to the and to truly obey his voice, and do everything I say, then I'll be an enemy to your enemies. Can you imagine that God is an enemy to your enemies? Relax. An adversary to your adversaries. If you will hear God, if you will listen to God. So I want to clarify our parts first before we deal with the enemy. Any area of your life where you think you have dishonored God, I would like you to repent and turn from, so that God can be an enemy to your enemy. An adversary to your adversaries. You will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You will stand still and see God fighting for you. You want God to be an enemy to your enemies, then you must be a friend of God. Therefore, whatever God says, you must do. Whatever he's telling you, you must do it. Then he will say, stand aside and see the salvation of the Lord. I feel God wants to fight for his people. I feel God is saying, enough is enough. But you must believe God. You must believe in the unseen hand of God. I want God to be an enemy to what? My enemy. So if you be my enemy, I don't worry at all. I say, Father, you say you'll be an enemy to my enemy. This is an enemy trying to harass me. Sort them out. Deal with them. And God will deal with those who want to harass us. You see, unless you don't know your God. Bible says, they that know their God, they shall be strong. And they will do exploits. Those who know their God. Not intellectually, but they know that power belongs to God. Power belongs to you. All power belongs to you. Heaven and the earth, all power belongs to you. Once God have said, and twice have I heard, power belongs to God. But as I'm saying this, anything that is coming to your mind that God is telling you to repent, repent about them, turn away from them. Say you are sorry. And where you need to make restitution, go and do restitution. I didn't hear amen there. That is, if you are fighting with him, and God said forgive, and go and say sorry, you go and say sorry. Don't let your pride stop you from breakthrough. Now, then we like our this thing to say breakthrough. If God is telling you, say sorry to him, say sorry before you start praying. Don't say, I'll say it afterwards. Say it now. Because it's going to be fireworks soon. And I don't want anything hindering you. Are you here? So God will be an enemy to your enemies. Deuteronomy 20. Deuteronomy chapter 20. And we read verse 1 to 4. This is the law of battle. When you go out to battle against your enemies, and you see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, more stronger, do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you, who brought you what? Up from the land of what? Egypt. So it shall be when you are on the verge of battle that the priest shall approach and speak to the people. And he shall say to them, hear, O Israel, hear, O Life Center. Today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid. Do not tremble or be terrified because of them. Don't be terrified of that curse operating in your family. Don't be terrified of that sickness, of that disease. Do not be terrified of fears, of confusion, of misfortune. Don't be terrified. Don't be afraid. For power belongs to God. As I'm saying, see, tell the priest. The priest should tell the people. When you are going into battle, the Lord is with you. Don't be afraid of anybody. Don't be afraid of any power. Relax. Say four. Because the Lord your God is he who goes before John. Don't pray. You should mention your name there. For the Lord your God will go before. Mention your name. To fight for you against your enemies and to deliver you. Oh, I feel something here today. The Lord your God is he who will go forward and fight for you. And then he will deliver you. Today it is up to you. I'm declaring God's word from above. Amen. Hallelujah. God gave me this message about 2:30 or so or 3 when I woke up. So it's a prophetic word to you. Amen. They that have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to you. Amen. God will fight for us. I can tell you right now. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Let me tell you a revelation that somebody had. They were minding their business, and all of a sudden, lots of believers, and the enemy released a horde of devils, demons, to attack the people of God. And then, so as if everybody has got one chasing you, everybody has got somebody chasing them. So this person was chasing this believer, and the believer struck the person down. And the person got up, he had a gun. So the person shot the believer back, like arrows, 3 times. And then the believer took the bullets and said, here's your bullet, take your bullets. Today, any arrow that has been thrown against you, you would take and say, enemy, here are your bullets. Here are your arrows. Kabo sagrabasondaya. And he said, you know what he saw? He saw that enemy. He saw the gun. He ran to his boss, the powerful demon. Said, hey, the thing is not working. It's not working. Nothing is working against these people. And then that believer then commanded the believer, chase them. Today you will chase your enemies. You will chase the vipers. It is the word of the Lord. They put the enemies to flight. You must put your adversaries to flight. When they've been slapping you, it's time not to slap them, but to use an axe and cut them off. Are you ready to pray? You must have faith. Let me just give you some final scriptures, then we'll pray into about five areas. Go with me to Colossians. I want to establish for you in the New Testament that victory is ours. Colossians chapter 1. So that we operate with knowledge and understanding. Colossians 1 from verse 13 to 14. Colossians 1. I read from the Amplified. You are, for he has rescued us, or he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Look, anything that is evil is included in this. We are rescued. I'm rescued. Say, I'm rescued. Believe it, I am rescued from every power of darkness. Sickness, confusion, shame, all kinds of disorder in our financial lack of progress, family issues, we are delivered. And we are delivered from sin as well, from the power of sin. We are delivered from it. We are delivered from every curse. And we've been translated or conveyed into the kingdom of the Son of his love. In whom we have what? Redemption through his blood. I'm redeemed. Satan has no hold over me. He has no right over you. Go to chapter 2 of Colossians. And then let's see what Jesus has done to them so that we will know how to, when we are praying with understanding. Chapter 2, verse 10. And let's see what the scripture says. And in whom you have been made complete. You are complete in him. Who is the head of what? Who is the head of what? Who is the head of what? All principality and power. Jesus is head over them all. If he's the head, then he's the head. I'm so glad that I'm in Christ. I'm redeemed. I'm in his kingdom. In whom you were also, jump to verse 12. Verse 13. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together what? With him. Having forgiven you what? All, say all your sins. There's no sin that God cannot forgive. That's why I said ask God to forgive you. All your sins are what? Forgiven. In Christ Jesus. Verse 14. And having wiped out the handwriting of requirement. You know, there were laws against us, things written against us, things your fathers, your grandfathers, and so forth have done. All the legal things that were against us, which was contrary to our life and our destiny. He has taken it out of the way, and he nailed it to the cross. Case settled. Case settled. Everything that was against us, he took it and put on the cross. Bam. Next one. And having disarmed. Having what? Disarmed. The things you are going to fight, they are disarmed already. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them. Triumphing over them in it. Why should you be afraid? He who the Son sets free is free indeed. I like that. Therefore, that is why the number one tool of the devil, you know what it is to make you believe a lie. He knows he's disarmed, so he will tell you things, and when you believe it, then he has power, but he has been disarmed, unless the scriptures are not true. So he will speak lies to you. He's called the accuser of the brethren. He will say, haven't you done this? Haven't you done that? You deserve. You know, he will. And then you to look. Hello? You have to go to the previous scripture. Having forgiven you all your trespasses. And remind him, you disarmed power. You are coming to try and disturb. Jesus has already what? Paid the price. Galatians chapter 3, I think verse 17 or 18. He talks about that. That Jesus became a curse for us. So that the blessing of Abraham will come upon us. It is done. It's a done deal. Is that okay? So I've given you some foundations. Now you pray according to whatever is harassing you. When we start praying, you can keep quiet. But those of us who want to drive and shake the serpent, we will shake. And when you don't pray, well, I know I will suspect you. I got your attention now. Hello? You don't know, no? People at times in church do evil to people. You want me to give you one story? You want to hear the story? Mm-hmm. One day, Prophet Daniel was preaching. As he was preaching, by the way. Two stories. One day he was preaching on the stage where a lot of plenty pastors and so forth. So he was preaching. As he was preaching, the Lord said, turn. He turned. The majority of the pastors sitting there were witches. Yeah, that's why you need to pray, God, open my eyes. But the second one, the one I was going to tell you. Once he was preaching. And the two of you are sitting there like that. They were friends, you know. Then you, once you were preaching, you were feeling pains in your side. Just feeling pains. Out of you were feeling pains. So what did you know that the person sitting next to you had horns. Huge horns. But you can't see. And he was using the horns to dig her friend. When he dig, you say, ah. So you think some pain is happening to you. You think it's normal. It's not normal. Somebody's in church. So he said, my friend, I caught you. So in the realm of the spirit, you could see, I've arrested you. And the person was begging in the spirit, don't expose me. Every viper will be exposed. So, if you like, take what I'm telling you as a joke. And that if you are serious, because there's an anointing to destroy them. Today, if you hear his voice, and it may not be tomorrow, it's right now. You need to flow with the anointing when it is available. Are you ready to pray? I said, are you ready to pray? Hallelujah. So we are going to shake every viper. The viper stands for every demon. It's a spirit. And I'll give you some things that I wrote down. Yours may not be mentioned, but you know what you are going through. Every viper of pain, of fear, evil habits that bind you. You know, evil habits are holding you what? Bound. You can't let go. As if pornography is controlling your life. As if anger is controlling. You are always full of what? Anger. You know it's bad. You can't let go. It's controlling your life. It's a viper. It's a poisonous spirit. Today, you might shake it off your hand into the fire. Failure. You might shake every form of failure. Shame. Harassments to your progress in life. I've said a lot of people have been harassed, Christian. Harassment. Also, dark cloud over your life. You feel as if there's a dark cloud over you. An oppressive spirit that seems to always dog your life. You are not free. You are not happy. You are carrying some kind of always inside of you. Depressed. You are not happy. You are not satisfied. It's a serpent. It's a viper. Do you want to shake that viper off? There's grace to do it. If you will do it, it will fall off. You'll find out that your life is going to be freer. Any form of rejection in your life. Are you here? Rejection. The spirit, everywhere you go, you are being rejected. Every application, right? They don't accept it. Everywhere you go, people don't like you. You know, somebody say, people don't like me. Huh? Everywhere you go, it appears. It's a spirit. It's a viper that is on you. That causes that to happen. Today, you can shake off what? That viper. Into the fire. The fire of God will consume every spirit. And then a sense of helplessness and hopelessness. I want to understand. Any sense of helplessness. Any sense. I think I heard you playing and Christian, you relax. When I need you, that song, I Believe in Miracles. As we pray, begin to lift your voice. And then mention that thing. If I didn't mention what you know is afflicting you, just begin to see, like Paul did, shake it off. There's an anointing here. There's a grace of God. Mentions, I shake off this spirit. I shake off this poisonous thing. And you're going to pray wild. Mention then if you can pray in the spirit, begin to pray in the spirit. Are you hearing me? Let that song go. I believe in miracles. Begin to pray. Lift your voice. Lift your voice. Shake it. 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 The viper of oppression.
The one named the blood.